So Moyer, the goaltender for Albert Lea, should be to the right of us. Goaltender for Northfield is going to be to the left of us. And there they go, the Let's Play Hockey. We are underway for the Northfield Ice Arena here on Kate Radio. Aaron Worm with you. Thank you so much for making us a part of your evening. Northfield controls the puck in their own end. They'll slam on the far boards. Pass it behind their goaltender once again. Northfield trying to bring it up on the near boards. Again, trying to clear their own zone. The Raiders will spin back in their own end. With the puck right there is Puppy. Puppy's going to bring it out across the blue line. Puppy lost the puck. Nice shot by Albert Lea as Northfield will regroup in their own end. Just underway, 30 seconds gone by off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Of course, we're in the Americana Insurance Press Box. We're at center ice. Nice table set up here at the Northfield Ice Arena. Albert Lea trying to clear the zone. They do, and a line change as icing is waved off. Tigers in the blue sweaters, cherry numerals, white trim. Northfield in the white sweaters, maroon numerals with gold trim. They're going to bring it across the line with the puck. There is, who is that for Northfield? I believe that's Puckert. Shot comes to Moyer. It rolls to Moyer, and Moyer will cover it up. Shot taken that time by Toby Sorensen, a senior forward. Slid to Moyer, and Moyer makes the save. When it comes to a Moyer this year, 7-4-1 in the season. Goals against a 1.43. 932 save percentage, which is very good. 4 shutouts for Jada Moyer. Again, the sophomore. Her and Rachel Doppelhammer split duties when it comes to goaltending. There's a centering pass in front, knocked away by Albert Lea, picked up by Haley Austinson. Austinson brings out the center ice, lost the puck. Northfield will regroup in their own end. JV scored today. Northfield beat Albert Lea 7-1 in the matchup that ended earlier. Puck stays behind the goaltender. Northfield controls, picked up by Maya Miller. It's only a freshman. Miller will skate behind her own goaltender. Tigers doing a nice job here early. Now one of the Raiders fell down. They'll poke it ahead across center ice. Icing's going to be waved off. Albert Lea will get to it first. That's Kira Erickson, freshman defenseman. Long pass ahead. Touched there by Goskison. Goskison turned it over. Shot by Northfield from above that near circle. Knocked away by Moyer with her stick. It up. Cycles long pass ahead. Tried to clear the zone. She did. Northfield will regroup it in the neutral zone. 14:52 to go here in the opening period. No score from Northfield. Raiders will bring it across the blue line. Tigers get the puck. Battle for it. They'll swing it around the boards near side. Northfield will get to it first. They're going to dump it a little bit deeper. Albert Lea will pick it up. Cross ice pass to center ice is knocked away, stolen by Northfield, and Northfield will pass it back and regroup. At center ice, puck is knocked down by Albert Lea. Tigers trying to bring it across the blue line, not able to. Turned over once again, and Garley has it for Northfield. And Garley's shot from the slot, he's saved by Moyer. So a stoppage in play with 14:23 to go in this opening period. Off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard, Tigers and Raiders, no score. Well, this year, Albert Lea averaging 4.11 goals per game, giving up 1.72. Northfield's numbers are pretty good. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Off the faceoff, the puck above that far circle. Down the far boards. Trying to get a little bit deeper there is Garley. Behind Moyer, the goaltender, battle for it. A couple of players back there for each team. Still a battle for it. Northfield controls. Trying a centering pass. It's knocked away. Picked up by Albert Lea's Anna Shaw. Whips it across the far boards. Get in there first for Albert Lea is Hanson. Hanson will knock into the neutral zone. And here comes the Tigers with a chance. Cross the point. Here's a chance from the slot. A shot and a save. A quick wrister, and the goaltender will cover it up. Anna Shaw, the freshman. And Macy Mueller, sophomore goaltender, gets the save. Mueller, 14-6 on the season. Goals against average of 1.80. 923 save percentage. She has 8 shutouts this season. So Moyer giving up 1.88 goals a game. Mueller giving up 1.80. Couple of good goaltenders matching up tonight here in Northfield. No score. 13:27 to go first period. In a near court in the Northfield end. Northfield skin behind their own goaltender. They'll bounce it off the boards. Picked up by Psycho. Psycho's the shot just goes wide. Ends up on the far side. Tigers skating very well against a very good Northfield team here early. Tigers coming off a 2-2 overtime tie to Rosemount earlier this week. Northfield will regroup in their own end. That's Isabella Steffens. And Steffens going backwards, so a quick switch up for Albert Lee as Sykos will skate off. Olivia Ellsworth will come on. 12:54 to go first period again, still no score. At center ice, picked up by Albert Lee. That's Haley Austinson. Now Goskison has it, a shot and a glove save over her head like an outfielder. Goskison from the near circle. Got that one airborne, but Mueller made the save. And they stop it to a 12:43 to go in the first period. From the Americana Insurance Press Box here in Northfield, thank you so much for joining us for Tiger Girls Hockey on KATE. Face off to the right of Mueller. And now the puck rolls to Mueller, still in front and knocked away by a Raider. There's a chance for Albert Lee, a scramble right in front of Mueller. Battle for the puck to the right of the goaltender. Pop loose, ends up in that near corner. Now on the boards. Albert Lee still controls near board side. Again, kind of a tough spot to see from our angle. A lot of fans here. It's a packed house at the Northfield Ice Arena. Again, for a big game in the Big Nine Conference. Still a battle for it near boards, and Northfield comes out with it. That's Snyder. Megan Snyder will bang it off the boards. Tigers able to keep it in on the far point. Nice job by Evans. Pass ends up in the slot. Backhand and a save. Didn't get much on that shot, but that was Hansen in front, the sophomore. And Hansen could not get the backhand off the ice. Mueller will make the save. And a stoppage in play with 12:03 to go in a scoreless game first period. Again, Tigers averaging 4.11 goals a game, giving up 1.72. Northfield averaging 5.34 goals a game, giving up 1.85. Numbers very similar. Here's a chance for Northfield on skater rush. On the slot, still with it. In that near corner, centering pass. Moyer knocks it away. It's a bouncing puck in front. To the left of Moyer, now ends up on the near board. That was almost trouble for Albert Lee. Back in the Northfield zone, the Raiders will get to it first. That's Lucy Bolin, a senior. Bolin will skate behind her own goaltender. The puck bounces up in the air in front of Moyer, and here's Puppy again. Two on one, the other way. Puck with a shot, saved by Moyer. Loose puck in front. Backhand, and a penalty is coming up on Albert Lee, trying to clear the traffic in front. And that probably wasn't the worst penalty to be taken by Mika Sykos. Puppy came in, two on one. Her shot was saved by Moyer. And her teammate skating with her was right there, and Sykos checks her from behind. As it'll be a penalty on Albert Lee. This penalty is at the 6:38 mark of the first period. It's on Sykos of Albert Lee. So Northfield on the power play. Off the faceoff, Albert Lee with a rush, shorthanded. Puck ends up behind Mueller. While the Tigers fell down, here comes Northfield the other way. They score 35.7% of the time in the power play. That clip is amazing. So over a third of the time, Northfield scores in the power play. It's a two-minute minor for a body check. Northfield controls, cross-ice pass above that far circle. They'll dump it in a little bit deeper. Getting the puck there is Savannah Buxel. That shot gets all the way to Moyer. Loose puck in front. It's knocked away in a whistle. They're going to have a slash. And who's this penalty going to be on? It's going to be on Albert Lee. So Northfield's going to have 5-on-3 skating. Not a good spot to be in. Here at the 10:40 mark. His penalty at the 6:20 mark. And the penalty is going to be on Evans. So you got two of your top players for Albert Lee in the penalty box. It's 5-on-3 skating for a minute 12 for Northfield. There's a shot, just goes wide of Moyer. Pretty much skated right in front with Puppy. Again, Puppy. It's one of the best players in the Big Nine Conference. She's got the puck. She'll drop it off near circle. There's a shot. Just goes wide of Meyer. Tried to tuck it in was McQuaishan. And it bounces all the way back to center ice, and Northfield will have to regroup. No score. 10:14 to go here. Now here comes Puppy on the doorstep. Knocked away. Good defense. That was Kolker who poked it away. Now on the slot again. A shot saved by Moyer and swept away nicely by Kolker. This would be huge if the Tigers can kill off these two penalties. 37 seconds to go in the 5-on-3. Shot is knocked down in front, ends up in the far corner. Northfield will regroup above that far circle, now on the far point. Now to Puppy at the point. Puppy with it, trying to make a move. Puppy almost, it almost came with the zone. She kept it in. Now in the slot. Now just one-on-one with Moyer. Hit the post. Hit the post to the right of Moyer. Puppy again with another shot, just went wide. I don't know if you could hear that clank through your radio, but she hit the post. 8 seconds to go in the 5-on-3 skating. in that far corner. Heads up behind Moyer. Now back to that far corner once again with 2 seconds to go and the penalty to Sykos. Penalty is over. Sykos comes out. It's now 5-on-4 skating for 39 seconds. Scoreless game here in the first. Puppy will drop it off above that near circle. Now Puppy gets it back. Skates around one Tiger. Shot and it hit the post again. That one got the crossbar above Moyer. Ends up on the near boards. Northfield still swarming. 21 seconds to go in the power play. Against now 5-on-4 skating. Steffes with it. Drops it off to Puppy. Puppy in that near corner trying to go to the doorstep. One-timer and a goal. Beautiful pass from Puppy to Emerson Garley. Garley picks up her 22nd goal of the season. And it's a power play goal for Northfield. Albert Lee did so well trying to fight off two penalties. They fought off the 5-on-3. And at the 8:09 mark of the first period, Garley gets the goal. Assist goes to a Puppy. It's 1-0 Northfield off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Well, I give the Tigers a lot of credit. They worked very hard trying to kill off that power play, but like we mentioned, Northfield scores 35.7% of the time on the power play. So it's 1-0 Northfield. So there was two assists on it. Mia Miller also on the assist. Puppy on the assist. And Emerson Garley, her 22nd goal of the season, 38 points. She's second in points for a Puppy, her 26th assist. She's got 63 points. So Ayla Puppy, with that point, has 189 points in her career at Northfield. That ties her for the top spot in Northfield hockey, girls hockey history. Ayla Puppy's only a junior, so she's going to set the record. Now she tied it, and she's going to make that point total pretty hard to catch as we're going to have a whistle and offsides in Albert Lee as they brought it across the blue line. So Ayla Puppy, 189 points in her career. Public address announcer just said, now tied for the most points in Northfield girls hockey history. She's going to break that record and add a lot of points to it. Again, just a junior. 1-0, Albert Lee trailing after that power play goal by Northfield. 7:37 to go here in the opening period. Faceoff won by Northfield. Here comes Puppy skating in. Puppy's tried to split the defenders. Lost the puck, picked up by Shaw. Puck ends up behind Moyer. Now in the far corner, battle for it there. Albert Lee trying to knock it loose. Northfield controls once again above the far circle. Shot to Moyer. She knocks it down. Slotted on the ice, trying to cover it up. She could not get to it until Erickson came over. And Erickson pushed it back to her. And Moyer able to cover it up. Stoppage in play. 9 shots on goal for Northfield. 3 for Albert Lee in this opening period. Talking to Mark Gossison today. Figured this is going to be a game where they're going to be probably outshot by a very good Northfield team, just like they were outshot by Rosemont the other night, 45-20. And got to keep it a low-scoring game if Albert Lee wants to beat a very good double-A team in Northfield. Back at center ice, Albert Lee brings it across the point. Here's a chance, shot saved, rebound in front, no one there to rebound it. That was a laser shot by Evans. Evans tried to get her own rebound, not able to. Tigers control at center ice. Banging off the boards with 6:42 to go first period. Now line change here for Albert Lee. It goes all the way down that near corner. Trying to clear the zone, not able to. Albert Lee keeps it in for a moment. Now long pass ahead, a race for the puck in the Albert Lee zone. Going to get there first is DeBus. Now DeBus battling for it, taken away by Zizi Ouellette. On the near boards, Albert Lee trying to bring it up the near boards. They're going to reset things behind Moyer. 6:17 to go here in the opening period off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. 1-0. Northfield, ranked number 17 in Class AA, leading 14th ranked in Class A, Albert Lee. Back in the Northfield zone once again. Northfield will bring it across center ice. They'll bounce it off the boards. Ends up behind Moyer. Trying to get to it first for Albert Lee was Ouellette in that far corner. Now sent right back out to the far point. Northfield controls. There's a shot knocked down in front by Albert Lee. And it's stolen away by Northfield. That's Beham with the puck. Now back to the near point. That shot is knocked down before it got anywhere. Banged off the boards by Hannah Austinson, the freshman. Back to center ice with 5:40 to go in this opening period. Shots on goal, 9-4 lead for Northfield. Here's a rush for the Raiders. To the right of Moyer, centering pass, no one's there. She never got it off her stick. That was Puppy. Puppy now controls above that near circle. Puppy's going to drop it off for a teammate. Now skating in. There's a wide look, and it's tipped in front. Goes over the head of goaltender Moyer. Garley had a good look at it, but someone for Albert Lee got their stick on the puck, and it flew over the crossbar. Northfield controls once again behind the net. Now they lost the puck picked up there by Hansen. Hansen's going to clear it down for icing. So icing on Albert Lee with 5:01 to go here in the opening period. 1-0. Northfield on top. We didn't mention during our pregame, but starting lineups were brought to you by T&W Towing of Albert Lee. The next time you find yourself on the side of the road and you need a tow, you call T&W Towing of Albert Lee at 473-2999. T&W Towing, we meet by accident. Off the faceoff in the near corner for Albert Lee, trying to clear it. They do back to center ice, a race to the puck, and can't get to it. There was Hansen. Northfield will send it the other way, picked up there by Ellsworth. It was touched at center ice by Hansen in the neutral zone. Trying to bring it across the blue line, not able to, as Albert Lee and Northfield controls with 4:37 to go in this opening period. 1-0 Northfield scoring on a power play goal. The Tigers had killed out the 5-on-3 skating. They could not kill out the 5-on-4. Here's a chance, a shot, a goal! Goal for Albert Lee from the far circle skating in. That's Araya Hansen, the sophomore, with her fifth goal of the season. And Albert Lee has tied this game up at one apiece off the Hansen Tire Service scoreboard. Hansen skated in and beat Mueller. And we are tied at one. Big goal here early for the Tigers. So Hansen picks up her fifth goal this season. We'll wait for the assist. But it's a 1-1 hockey game for the Northfield Ice Arena. Face-off won by Goskisek. Gustin with a shot over the head of the goaltender. So Emery Nelson got the assist. Araya Hansen now on the other end, a chance, and Moyer makes a save. So it's writing down the score, skating in right in front of the net for Northfield was Maggie Schneider, a senior, who's got 8 goals. She was looking for her 9th. Nice job by Moyer. Well, what a great equalizer for Albert Lee. Araya Hansen, 5th goal of the season, 11th point. Assisted by Emery Nelson, the sophomore. She's got 3 points, and we are tied at 1 apiece. At center ice, picked up by Northfield. Here comes the Raiders across the far point. Above that far circle, good defense. One of the Raiders went down. Yeah, no whistle. Taken down cleanly, ends up in the near corner. Northfield controls behind Moyer with the puck. That's Perutka. Now in that far corner, Garley with it. Back to Perutka behind the net. It gets away from her. Getting the puck first is going to be Ouellette. Ouellette trying to clear it. Albert Lee does back to center ice with 3:27 to go in the opening period. Goskinson gets to it, bangs it off the board. She'll bring it across the far point. Here's a chance to slide. Goskin shot and a save. Where'd the puck go? Oh, it's swept away by Northfield. Goaltender Mueller made the save. It was sitting right in front of her. Albert Lee had a chance. There's a wraparound attempt. Save. Knocked away by Northfield. So the Tigers swarm in the net. Here comes Puppy the other way. 2-on-2 for Northfield. From that far circle, a shot, and that gets ricocheted above the netting here at the Northfield Ice Arena. With 3 minutes to go in this opening period, 1-1 game, Raiders and Tigers. It's a Rocky theme song, plays here in Northfield. It's definitely a heavyweight bout between two of the top teams in the Big Nine Conference. Puppy with it, Puppy now on the doorstep, her shot, and that ends up above the netting once again. Brought it to the right of Moyer. Well, Northfield, their best period so far this season is the first period, scoring 45 goals, giving up just 10. For Albert Lee, first period not too bad either, scoring now 25 goals and giving up 9. Off the faceoff, Puppy could not keep it in the zone, and they're going to have to regroup here with 2:47 to go in the opening period. Puppy skating backwards over the Northfield hockey logo here at the Northfield Ice Arena. Puppy brings it across the blue line. It's knocked away. Good defense that time by Shaw. And Northfield will have to regroup in their own end. Puppy with the puck. 2:33 to go, first period. 1-1 hockey game. Puppy across the blue line. Puppy still with it. Puppy, good stick handling. Gets knocked away, ends up on the far boards. Back to the point. Pass over to that near circle with the puck. There's a centering pass that's knocked away nicely. Miller tried to center it for Northfield, not able to, and back to center ice. Controlled there by Rasmussen. Rasmussen over to Miller. Miller to center ice, and here comes Northfield 2-on-2. A shot gets knocked away. Good defense by Albert Lee. That was Isabel Steffes on the shot. 2 minutes to go here in the first period. A turnover on Albert Lee. Here's a chance for Northfield. And that fire circle backhand just goes wide of Moyer. Coming up during the first intermission, we'll replay an interview that we had with Matt Erickson, head coach of the Albert Lee boys hockey team, during the first intermission, if you missed it earlier this afternoon. If there's any score update from Albert Lee, we'll let you know during the first intermission as well. 1-1 hockey game, 95 seconds to go in the first period. Northfield controls in that far circle. They'll whip it around the boards behind Moyer, ends up on the near side. Getting to it first is Shaw. Battle for the puck in that left corner. Still a battle for it. Back out to the near point. Now cross ice pass above that far circle. There's a shot. It gets knocked away. Good defense. And a chance for Albert Lee. Here's a chance for a breakaway. Pushing it ahead. Skating in. That should be a penalty. It's no penalty. A shot and a save. One-on-one skating in by herself. I saw the Tiger behind her. Got taken down. No penalty was called. Hannah Austinson, the freshman. One-on-one with Mueller, and Mueller holds strong. She shot it right at her. And Mueller able to make the save and cover it up. So a great opportunity there for Albert Lee on a breakaway. He just can't cash in. 1 minute to go here in the first period. Northfield's got to get back onside. Albert Lee will set things up in their own zone. Psychos with it. She gets it poked away. Trying to bring out the zone. They finally do at center ice. Picked up there by Haley Austinson. Austinson across the blue line, got it knocked away. Austinson gets it back in the slot, trying to get a shot off. She does, and it goes over the head of Mueller, the goaltender. 37 seconds to go here in the first period. In that near corner, Northfield clears it. They'll bring it racing up the near boards, above the near circle. There's a shot goes wide of Moyer off the stick of Garley. In that far corner with 25 seconds to go. Northfield controls, centering pass. Nobody there. Nobody home for the Raiders. Picked up by Hannah Austinson. Back to center ice. Haley Austinson, her sister, trying to knock it loose. Northfield controls, and they'll just send it in to Moyer. Moyer will sweep it away for a teammate. That's Ouellette with 7 seconds to go in his first period. Tigers control with 5. They'll skate in behind Moyer. Long pass ahead, and this first period is in the books from Northfield. Well, we knew it'd be a good matchup, and so far, so good. Shots on goal in that opening period, 10 for Northfield, 7 for Albert Lee. And off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard from the Americana Insurance Press Box, Tigers 1, Northfield 1. We'll hear from Matt Erickson, head coach of the Albert Lee boys hockey team, and we'll recap this first period coming up in just moments. You're listening to Albert Lee Girls Hockey. First intermission here in Northfield. It's a longer first intermission because it is Teacher Appreciation Night. And what they did during the first intermission is each Northfield hockey player, which I thought was really cool, chose a teacher to honor. So they introduced each teacher, and the teacher was wearing the young lady's other jersey. So like most teams, Northfield's got 2 jerseys. They're wearing their whites tonight. And they have their gold jerseys with their names on the back. So the teachers they were honoring were wearing their other, well, sweaters. So they introduced them. They took pictures with their teachers that they nominated. Very cool, a ceremony here during the first intermission. But it does make for a longer intermission because we still have 12 minutes to go until we start the second period of action. We were talking with Matt Erickson. Update from Roy Nystrom Arena, 1-0 after 1. Northfield is on top, outshooting Albert Lee 14-6. 1-0 Northfield on top after 1 at City Arena. Here it's a 1-1 hockey game. We'll recap this game coming up in just a moment. Again, Hockey Day Albert Lee is coming up starting tomorrow and running all day Saturday. So if you're looking for some fun here in Albert Lee, here's the schedule. Now, Skills Night schedule, this is on Friday night, tomorrow night, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., U8 in C-Squirt. They're using, of course, both Kolstrup Arena and Roy Nystrom Arena. 6:30 until 7:30 p.m., A Squirt and B Squirt. 7:30 until 8:30 p.m. tomorrow night, U10 and U12. 6 until 7:15, all peewees, 4-on-4 draft. And 7:30 until 8:30, all bantams, 4-on-4 draft. That's part of Skills Night on Friday. Your hockey day lineup on Saturday, 8 until 11, Mites and U8. And 9 a.m., the A Squirts will take on Northfield. Again, the action going on either in Kolstrup or Nystrom. 10:30 a.m., the APWee will take on Owatonna. 11:15 a.m., the U10B will take on Fairmont. At 12:30 p.m., girls JV against Fairmont. At 12:45 p.m., the BPWees will take on Faribault. At 2:15, U12B against Minnesota River. At 2:15 p.m., the Selbert Lee girls hockey team, they will take on Fairmont. That's a 2:15 start. If you have a raffle ticket, or you can always buy one out there at City Arena on Saturday, raffle will take place at 3 o'clock. At 3:45, CPWee will take on Lakeville South. At 4:30 in the afternoon, it will be the boys JV for Albert Lee taking on Mankato West. At 5:15 p.m., the Abyss Squirts will take on Winona. At 6:15 p.m., the Albert Lee boys hockey team, they will take on Faribault. So the girls team plays at 2:15. The boys varsity plays at 6:15 on Saturday. At 6:45, C Squirt against Fairmont. At 8:15, it'll be the B Bantams taking on Northfield. And at 8:30, it'll be the A Bantams taking on Minnesota River. Full day of hockey. They're going to have hockey day apparel for sale. There's also going to be the girls' high school boosters. They're going to be doing a board with some Minnesota Wild items they're giving away, so they're raising some money that way. There's going to be a garage sale in the arena lobby. We're talking old jerseys, etc. You can take part in that as well. So a lot of things going on. A lot of things going on for Hockey Day Albert Lee. It is on Saturday. And like we mentioned during the pregame, there's wrestling going on at the high school coming up on Saturday. Youth wrestling. It's the annual Corey Goodnature Memorial Wrestling Tournament. This Saturday is for pre-K through 8th grade. The wrestling starts at 9 a.m. So you can check out hockey, you can check out some wrestling, a lot of sports going on this weekend. Concessions are available all day. And new this year, they're having a girls' division. The annual Corey Goodnature Memorial Wrestling Tournament this Saturday at the Albert Lee High School, and that begins at 9 a.m. Well, let's talk about our game. It's a 1-1 game here at the first intermission, and let's recap the scoring. It has been a fun one. A lot of up and down ice action for both teams, and Northfield, again, a very good team with one of the top players in the state of Minnesota, and Ayla Puppy, who picked up her 63rd point of the season. They have played right with Northfield through the first period. At the 6:38 mark, Albert Lee took a penalty. A penalty was assessed to Mika Sykos. And then 18 seconds later, a penalty assessed to Shelby Evans. So Northfield had about a minute 40 of 5-on-3 skating, and they swarmed the net. We had one shot that hit the post. We had another shot that hit the crossbar. Albert Lee was able to kill off one of the penalties but could not kill off the second. Power play goal at the 8:09 mark. Goal by junior Emerson Garley, her 22nd goal of the season, 38th point. She was assisted on that goal by Ayla Puppy, her 63rd point. And Puppy with that point now tied for the most points in Northfield girls hockey history with 189 points. She's only a junior. She's going to break that record and then some. Also on the assist was Maya Miller. 1-0 Northfield. Then Albert Lee would answer back. A nice move by Ariah Hansen skating in and beating the goaltender Macy Mueller. Ariah Hansen with her 5th goal of the season, 11th point overall. And Ariah was assisted on that goal by Emery Nelson with her 3rd point of the season to tie things up at 1 apiece at the 13:25 mark. And that's where we sit right now. It's a 1-1 hockey game. Shots on goal, 10-7 edge for Northfield. And like we mentioned, this Northfield team, they are a double-A team, ranked number 19 in class double-A. And Albert Lee, assume the underdogs on the road against Northfield tonight, and they are hanging right with them. 1-1 game after one off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. See if we get an update. Okay. Nope. Seeing if we had any wrestling updates. Again, 1-0. Northfield leads Albert Lea in boys hockey. 1-0. Northfield on top. That was after one at Roy Nystrom Arena. Here it's a 1-1 game. And we do want to mention when it comes to play-by-play the rest of the week. Tomorrow we have Minnesota Timberwolves basketball. The T-Wolves taking on the Memphis Grizzlies at Target Center. T-Wolves coming off a win against New Orleans last night. It's an earlier pregame, 6 o'clock pregame tomorrow, and your tip-off at 6:30. Then on Saturday, it's a morning basketball. University of Minnesota men's basketball at Northwestern. They must be doing this for the TV time slot. It's a 10:30 pregame, and your tip-off at 11. Coming up on Monday, more T-Wolves basketball. The T-Wolves taking on the Sacramento Kings at Target Center. 6:30, your pregame. We'll have your tip-off at 7. And coming up on Tuesday night, we are going to have USC boys basketball. The Rebels having a great season. They're going to be on the road against Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. A good matchup in the Gopher Conference. We'll have that game for you on Tuesday. And a week from tonight, we're going to be in Albert Lea for wrestling. Albert Lea taking on Owatonna. All the action right here on Kate. The following week, Albert Lea girls basketball at Mankato West. And then we start playoffs for girls hockey. Can you believe it? Yeah, we're just a couple of weeks away from playoffs for the girls hockey team. Then it goes boys hockey with wrestling, girls basketball, and boys basketball as the real fun part of the season begins coming up next month. 1-1 is your score off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. And, of course, we're in the Americana Insurance Press Box. Great sight line here at Center Ice. Protection you can rely on. Nationwide is on your side. They're the A-team at AmericanaInsurance.com. There to help protect people, families, businesses, and futures with the right policy and the right price. Nationwide is on your side. Again, we mentioned the score update from Albert Lea. Northfield leading Albert Lea 1-0. Score updates are brought to you by High Yield of Alden and the Troy Thompson Agency. Both teams are back on the ice. Let's say a quick timeout. Second period action coming up. 1-1 Raiders and Tigers.
What comes to mind when you hear Hanson Tire Service of Albert Lea? The best rebates, the best tires, the best service around? If you're in need of service, call today for a quote or to schedule an appointment. And consider having your tires inflated with nitrogen instead of air. For just $5 per tire, receive the benefits of nitrogen-filled tires. You'll receive increased fuel economy, longer tire life, improved ride and handling, and reduced oxidation in wheels. If you're looking for ways to keep your tires lasting longer, ask about nitrogen at Hanson Tire Service in Albert Lea. Call 373-0636.
Second period action about to begin. Aaron Worm with you on Kate Radio. It's a 1-1 game. Northfield goaltender Macy Mueller to the right, and Jada Moyer, the goaltender for Albert Lea, to our left. We are underway. Second period action in a 1-1 hockey game. At center ice, Tigers bring it across the far point. Northfield controls. They'll swing it out to center. Here's a chance for the Raiders. Garley skating in. Garley on that far circle. She'll pull up there, pass back to the point. There's a shot picked up by Albert Lea in the slot. Tigers will bang it off the boards all the way down. Icing is waved off. No icing. Get in there first is Maya Miller. Again, Emerson Garley had the lone goal for Northfield in that first period. Araya Hansen with the lone goal for Albert Lea. Power play goal for Northfield. Battle for in the near corner. Northfield comes up with it. Now Puppy has it in that corner. Puppy will skip in her own goaltender and regroup here with 6:10 to go, second period. 1-1 game. Albert Lea in Northfield. And there was one of the Northfield players went down. Do we have tripping? Yep, tripping coming up on Albert Lea. So Northfield will go on the power play for the third time tonight. 35.7% of the time, again, they score on the power play. Albert Lea is pretty good when it comes to a penalty kill. They kill off 92.9% of the penalties they face. So a penalty for a trip is going to be assessed to Kira Erickson. This penalty at the 1 minute mark of the second period. So So 2 minutes for Trimping. So Northfield again, very good on the power play. They have the one skater advantage. Tigers will try to kill this off. Controlling the puck is Pockert. Pockert at center ice on the far side. Brings it across the far point. Albertly trying to knock it loose. Now loose puck picked up. Far circle. That shot ricochets over the head of Moyer. Northfield controls behind Moyer. 90 seconds to go in the power play. Ends up above that far circle. Drops it off in the far corner. Centering pass ricochets back to the point. There's a shot. Goes wide of Moyer. Albertly will get to the puck. That's Ellsworth with it. Ellsworth will sweep it behind goaltender Moyer. Controlled by Northfield in the far point, right in front of their own bench. With the puck there, that was Miller. Miller gets it back, and I'll drop it back to a puppy, and we're going to have offsides. Gelda Northfield. Or wait a minute. Or an official's timeout. Official comes over to talk to the scorer's table. Now the official will come talk to the bench for Northfield. Faceoff is going to come just outside, I believe, the Albert Lee zone. No, faceoff's going to come down the Northfield end. Northfield coaching staff not happy with the call. So it wasn't offsides. They're going to bring me a faceoff into the Northfield end. Here's some Northfield fans yelling, that's terrible. Like I always say, if you don't like the officiating, they got a whistle and a striped shirt for you. Just contact the Minnesota State High School League. They are looking for you. So a faceoff to the right of Mueller in a 1-1 hockey game is actually a penalty. That's what I thought. So it's too many skaters on the ice on Northfield. So now we have 4-on-4 skating. And I agreed with the call. Because all of a sudden there was one skater in the neutral zone, and you call them the skaters that were in the zone, and there was too many. So the power play is over for Northfield. 4-on-4 skating for 36 seconds, and the Tigers will have a little bit of a power play. 1-1 game with 14:32 to go, second period. Northfield in their own end, picked up by Miller. Miller bangs it off the boards. Albert Lee is offsides. Came out of the zone, that was Sykos, and Sykos tried to control it. It went off her stick across the blue line. Offsides on Albert Lee. With 14:24 to go in the second period. When it comes to goals scored in the second, Albert Lee this season, 30 goals scored. They've given up 15. Northfield with 39 goals scored. They've given up 16. Off the faceoff, Northfield's going to sweep it down. That's going to be icing on Northfield. If you missed it during the first period, 5.34 goals a game for Northfield, giving up 1.85. Albert Lee, 4.11 goals per game, giving up 1.72. Relatively even numbers. Goaltenders again, Macy Mueller, giving up 1.80 goals against. And for Jada Moyer for Albert Lee, giving up 1.88 goals per game. So right now, both goaltenders under their average. 1-1 hockey game. Tigers control. 4-on-4 skating with 3 seconds to go in the 4-on-4. That shot right on the doorstep and a whistle and a stoppage on play. On the doorstep there, that was Haley Austinson and a whistle as the net came loose. Austinson just to the left of Mueller, just really couldn't get a good shot off. And again, the net was loose, so a stoppage in play. So the penalty is over on Albert Lee's Erickson. So 5-on-4 skating for Albert Lee. For 53 seconds, Tigers on the power play this season, scoring 13.7% of the time. Northfield, 84.5% of the time, killing off the power play. Can the Tigers take their first lead with 13:59 to go second period? 53 seconds to go, and the penalty to Isabel Steffens, who's taken the penalty for too many skaters on the ice. Faceoff is won by Northfield. They'll flip it off the glass. Albert Lee able to keep it in on the near side. That's Sykos with it. Sykos drops out to Gossickson. Centering pass, one-timer, and on the doorstep was Hannah Austinson. She just could not redirect. Had a golden chance there. And here comes Northfield. That's Puppy. Puppy pulls up before the puck comes in the zone, and she'll pass it backwards as Northfield trying to kill off this Tiger power play. 26 seconds to go in the Tiger power play. Gossickson with it. Across the blue line. Gossickson skates in. Gustafson had it taken away. It's banged off the boards, and here's a chance for Northfield the other way. Garley with it. Garley skating in. She'll pull up above the near circle and skate backwards. 12 seconds to go in the Tiger power play. Puppy with it. Puppy skating backwards with 3 seconds. And Northfield will kill off a short Albert Lee power play. Tigers had a beautiful pass in front on a one-timer. And again, just could not get a stick on it in front of goaltender Mueller. So 5-on-5 skating. Raiders bring it across the ice. They lost it. Tigers control in the far corner. That's Erickson. Erickson lost the puck. Here comes Northfield in that far circle. And that shot goes wide. And a hit. And a penalty is coming up on Albert Lee. Taken down on the ice was Miller. So delayed penalty coming up for that check. Goaltender Mueller has skated off. And now a stoppage in play as puck is touched by Albert Lee. So Northfield will go on the power play. Northfield so far 1-for-3 on the power play. So a 2-minute minor is going to be assessed to Mika Sankos. Second time that Sankos has been in the penalty box this evening. Now a quick whistle off the faceoff. They'll do it again. Yeah, Sankos with a hit right in front of goaltender Moyer. She gets called for the 2-minute penalty. Face off to the right of Moyer. Albert Lee will clear the zone. So 2 minutes for a body check on Sankos. Northfield coming the other way after Albert Lee cleared the zone. Minute 41 to go in that penalty to Sankos. Tigers will clear it around the boards. Ends up on the far boards. Now back to the far point. Skating in above that far circle, dropping it off. We got a delayed penalty coming up, and I think this is going to be on Albert Lee again. Someone got knocked down in front of the net, and the Northfield fans are telling the goaltender to skate off the ice for 6-on-4 skating, but somebody got dumped down in front of Moyer, and Northfield's going to be 5-on-3 skating for a minute 24. So the Tigers will take their 5th penalty of the game. See who picks up this penalty for Albert Lee. 5th penalty coming up on the Tigers. This penalty is going to be assessed to Olivia Ellsworth. Well, Tigers going to dig deep and try to kill off these 2 power plays. A minute 24 of 5-on-3 skating. Then 36 seconds after that, 1-1 hockey game with 12 minutes to go here in the second period. Off the faceoff, won by Northfield. Above that, near circle, cross-ice pass by the far circle. There's a shot, never got to Moyer. Albert Lee controls. They'll clear the zone. So actually, the penalty was called on the goaltender Moyer, and Ellsworth is going to serve the penalty. So Moyer trips somebody for Northfield as the Tigers clear the zone once again. And since the goaltender cannot go in the penalty box, Ellsworth is serving the 2-minute minor called on Moyer. Northfield in their own end, 44 seconds to go in 5-on-3 skating. Here comes Northfield. That's Puppy with it. Puppy on the slot. Puppy skates above that near circle. Puppy cross ice pass above the far circle. Skating in, there's a cross-ice pass, a shot from a tough angle. Moyer able to cut that angle off and makes the save. Shot by McQuaishan. McQuaishan has got 30 points. She is third when it comes to points for Northfield. Ayla Puppy with 63 points. Emerson Garley with 38. Grace McQuaishan with 30. Off the faceoff, Puppy skates on the doorstep and backhanded, she scores. Ashley, she got it back to the front hand, and she beat Moyer to her left. It's 2-1 Northfield on 5-on-3 skating, and Puppy, when there's no one there to help because you're short a couple of skaters, Puppy made that look kind of easy. At the 7:02 mark, Puppy with the goal. That is 38 goals for Puppy on the season. We'll wait for any assists. But 2 power play goals, that's the difference. 2-1. Northfield off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. And there's still 58 seconds to go on the second penalty. So 5-on-4 skating for Northfield.
Number 9, Ayla Puppy. Assist with the number 13, Emerson Garley.
Billy with the assist. So with that goal, Puppy now holds the record for most points in Northfield girls hockey history. And like we mentioned, she's only a junior. 190 points for Puppy. Where is that total going to end? Probably above 250. Speaking of Puppy, she skates in the doorstep. Moyer knocked it away. There's another shot from that far circle, goes wide. 9 seconds to go in the Tiger power play. Puppy at the point, drops off her teammate, near circle. Shot in the goal! Sneaks it by Moyer to her left. And it's 3-1, two power play goals for Northfield. That goal from the near circle, that was scored by Maya Miller, a freshman, I believe. We'll wait for the official scoring, and if that's Miller, that would be her first goal of the season. Well, spending time in the box, hurting Albert Lee. Another power play goal. All three goals coming via the power play. And Northfield definitely improving that percentage. It was 35.7% of the time coming in. They converted on the power play. And tonight, Northfield is 3 of 5. So that would definitely raise that percentage. 3-1 Raiders. 9:57 to go here in the second period. Again, penalties, that's the difference. So Miller does get the goal. And back here in Northfield on Kate Radio, we do apologize for some internet troubles. But for at least now, we do have things good to go. We haven't missed any scoring. It's a 3-1 hockey game, Northfield on top. And right now, Albert Lee is on the power play. Penalty was just taken by Northfield. Albert Lee took a few penalties during our time off the air, able to kill off those. But right now, Northfield is 3 of 7 on the power play. Albert Lee with a golden chance, down by 2 goals. They're on the power play, above that far circle. Trying to dump it in deeper, picked out by Northfield by Megan Schneider. Schneider long pass ahead. No icing, of course, because Albert Lee is on the power play. 2:02 to go here in the second period, 3-1 game. Northfield on top, 1:07 to go in the power play. And once again, Northfield will send it all the way down the Albert Lee end. Tigers get it, get into the puck first. There was Ellsworth. Ellsworth and the far boards had it knocked away. Good defense there by Garley. Garley gets tripped up. No penalty coming. 51 seconds to go in the power play for Albert Lee. Tigers trying to cut this to a 1-goal deficit. Goskison across, and we're going to have offsides called on Albert Lee. Yeah, Tigers took numerous penalties. Here in the second period, there's been 4 penalties taken by Albert Lee. The last two, a trip on Morgan Goskison, and also a body check on Hannah Austinson. But Albert Lee able to kill off both of those power plays. Again, that's been the difference in the game. Shots on goal are 24-7 in favor of Northfield. But again, Northfield has had so many time on the ice, or so much time on the ice, with a skater or two advantage. Again, 7 penalties taken by Albert Lee. Tigers are only on their 2nd power play. Off the faceoff, comes out to center ice. Trying to knock it loose is Hansen. It does come loose, and the Tigers will regroup in their own end. Trying to bring it across center ice. That's Evans. Evans will dump it in. With 25 seconds to go in the power play, Northfield gets to it. In that far corner, it's knocked away for a second. Nice job by Hansen. Back above that near circle. Tigers trying to dump it in deeper. Back to center ice. This should be icing on Northfield. No icing is waved off. 58 seconds to go in the period. 7 seconds to go in the Tiger power play, and Northfield's going to kill off this power play. The Tigers will be 0-for-2 on the skater advantage. Now icing is waved off, ends up in the Northfield end with 44 seconds to go. In the period, 3-1 Northfield on top. Bouncing puck, Garley will bring it across the near point. Back to center ice. That is McQuaishan. McQuaishan bangs it off the boards into the Albert Lee end to Kolker with 30 seconds to go in the period. Tigers still have plenty of time. One more period to go. They're down by two goals. Northfield netting two power play goals here in the second period. Back to center ice, dumped right back in by Northfield, and now icing, called them the Raiders. So the Tigers with a chance here at the faceoff. Coming up to the left of goaltender Mueller. At City Arena, a good one in boys hockey. Northfield and Albert Lee. Raiders lead 1-0. That's after two periods in Albert Lee. And it's a night battling Northfield. Wrestling team also in action here in Northfield. Off the faceoff, shot goes wide of Mueller. Ends up in the near corner with 8 seconds. Gaskison with it with seven. Pass above the slot. There's a shot, and it just goes wide as the second period comes to an end from Northfield. Having a good look there with Sydney Colker, the eighth grader, from the point, but her shot just goes wide of the goaltender. And two periods in the books here from Northfield. So the Raiders with two goals in the period, both on the power play. 14 shots on goal for Northfield.